Hi and welcome. I'm Lisa Thomas. This is a recording from one of our live healing meditations. Within this healing meditation, you will experience a releasing of inherited patterns and emotional energy blocks, which will allow you to begin to feel a sense of freedom from the past, the ability to live life in the present moment, and an increase of inner peace and confidence knowing your future holds wonderful opportunities. Welcome, welcome, my friends, to our third healing meditation in the series on success. Today we will be clearing to attract success. I'm grateful you are here with me. Success is taking a boring life to a great life. It is also taking a great life to an exceptional life. You can experience success in all areas of life, even mega success. In the two previous healing meditations, we released inherited blocks to success. And in the second, we released your personal success blocks. Now it will be easier for you to attract your desired success because success is a high vibration. Where are you trying to attract success in your life? Where are you feeling blocked from this? Allow those answers to come to mind, and your subconscious will release around these and other areas of your life during our time together. Today's healing meditation is divided into three parts. In part one, I will take you through a grounding exercise that will help you balance your body's energy system and will prepare you to receive the full benefit of this healing meditation. In part two, I will guide you through a powerful visualization that will empower your subconscious and vibrational energy to attract success to your life. In part three, I will walk you through a process to release patterns of holding on to the past. I will be asking your subconscious mind questions. Consciously, some of these questions will not be applicable to your life, but your subconscious will release what I find to allow you to experience an increase of success in your life. I suggest for parts one and two, you stay present and alert. Then in part three, you can go into a more relaxed state and even fall asleep. Accessing 100% spirit. Accessing 100% soul. Connecting to the subconscious mind on all levels, past, present, future. If you are in agreement with allowing me to connect and release, say yes. Beautiful. Now, either sitting with your feet on the ground or lying down, you are aware that you now feel supported. Take a deep breath in, filling your lungs to capacity. Hold and release. With your eyes closed, look up above you, the space 300 feet above you. This is your higher self space. This is source energy. Reaching up with your right arm straight above your head, open and close your hand. Now, as you pull your right arm back down to your side, imagine you are pulling heaven's gold energy, like fresh shimmery mist coming down through the top of your head. It awakens the soul as spirit touches spirit. Imagine the shimmery mist of heaven's energy coming into your physical eyes. Into your sinuses, down through your throat, and into your lungs. Breathing in deeply, hold, and as you exhale, release all of the day's burden energy. There you go. And as you take your next breath, imagine breathing into your heart space, the feelings of love and calmness and release. Continuing to bring shimmering gold energy down into your small intestines, into your large, feeling heaven's energy into your entire belly. Now, allowing it to travel down your legs, into the bottom of your feet. As you imagine and feel your physical body becoming strong like a tree. Feel your feet in the dirt. And imagine strong roots, just like a tree, extending deep, deeper into Mother Earth's nourishing energy. Either in your mind's eye or bending at the waist, reaching down with your hands, open and close them. Imagine now, as you begin to sit up, that you are pulling in and up Mother Earth's life-nourishing energy into the bottom of your feet. Continuing to bring this life force up into your body like a warm blanket. And as you do so, Earth's energy is combining with heaven's energy, establishing balance and preparation for your body's healing. Bringing combined healing energy back up through your legs, into your hips. Bring your attention back to your breath as you breathe deeply into your belly, extending your belly with the breath, and hold. Release, letting go of all tension and any anxiety. Bringing healing energy up into your heart space, into your lungs, up into your throat, into your eyes. Continuing up into your brain, connecting the subconscious and the conscious mind to attract success. Continuing straight up through the top of your head into your higher self portal space. And continuing with your eyes closed, you are desiring deep within you to allow your body to relax even more. deeply more relaxed. The sounds around you will only allow you to go deeper relaxed as you hear the sound of my voice. I'm going to count from 3 to 1, and with each number, you become more deeply relaxed. At the count of 1, you will be standing in a tree grove of beautiful aspen trees in springtime. 3. You are becoming more deeply relaxed. 2. That's right. As I told you, any sounds around you and the sound of my voice will help you relax much, much more. 1. Feel the warmth of the spring season sunlight. Feel the warmth on your face. Feel the warm sunlight all over your body. As you stand among the aspen trees, you are aware that you have been here before. You remember the fall season with its yellow leaves and releasing what didn't serve you. You recall the past winter season and how your roots continued to grow beneath the ground. But now presently, in this spring season, you feel alive and vibrant, just as the aspen trees look. You are standing on a simple trail, smooth, flat, and easy to follow. It winds within the aspen trees. You are among them. Begin walking. As you notice the fresh green leaves representing new growth and the sprouting of new ideas for you, like the aspen tree, you have come out of winter, renewed, refreshed, and ready for success. Like the aspen, no matter your age, you always experience new growth and success. Observe the individual tree leaf as it unfolds. It attracts breath from the wind, just like you. It's expanding. You are also expanding your energy, breathing in the attraction of success. Aspen trees are known as whispering trees because they whisper words of life to you. Pause and listen. What words do you hear from your whispering aspen trees? They have spoken words of life, words of wisdom, and they want you to reach. They want you to accept the breath of life, to accept success. you become aware of a wood-carved lounge chair. As you approach this unique lounge chair, you realize it was created just for your body. The perfect size, the perfect shape, and easily you glide your body into the comfortable lounge chair. Your eyes gaze upward, looking directly into the swaying treetops above you. Watch the streams of life, represented by the light bouncing in between the leaves. Observe the swaying of the individual aspen leaves. Each leaf is swaying with the breath of life. You now begin to breathe in rhythm with the leaves. You are breathing in the wonderful possibilities of life, long success. While you do this, your subconscious will allow us to release unneeded energy vibrations to allow this breath of life, the breath of life success, to take hold. In order for success to be allowed into your life, what is blocking you from taking on leadership roles in life? It's anxiety. I feel it as the anxiety of the unknown. Releasing anxiety of taking on leadership roles, the anxiety of failing, the anxiety of not being perfect. Releasing anxiety from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Destoring the belief that your anxiety is a life sentence. Destoring your story and belief system that you cannot be a leader. Releasing the anxiety of leadership roles. Releasing anxiety as fear of the unknown. The fear of failure, the fear of letting others down. Releasing anxiety from the past, present, and future across all dimensions of time and across all lifetime. Releasing anxiety from your energy field around little things and big things, real things and imagined things. Replacing this with inner confidence, tenacity, and the gift of owning your talent of being a leader. You are a natural born leader, and it is in your divine right to be a leader among your peers, in your career, and those in your life. Replacing this to be brave and fearless, to be a go-getter, because you are inspired, you are focused, and you are a born leader. Replacing this to attract success in leadership roles and success financially within those roles. Say this. I'll say a few words and you repeat them out loud. I lead with vision and power as I inspire and empower those around me. Now that the inherited and personal blocks for success have been released, what is left to be released to allow the continuation of attracting more success in your life? It's fearful. So releasing fearful, as in, will it really happen? The fear of it not happening. Releasing the fear of success. Releasing the fear from the conscious and the subconscious mind. Releasing fearful from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing fearful of making a mistake and releasing the subconscious false belief that you can mess this up. You can't and you won't. Releasing the false belief that you need to be perfect to be successful. You do not. Releasing any pattern of living in the ego mind, and releasing any pattern of not trusting. Releasing the false belief that you have to know the end from the beginning. A lot of this is residue from the past. It is old. It is old stuff that possibly you're not aware of. Lastly, releasing fearful of having continued success and attracting more success into your life. Replacing this to attract more success in your career, in your personal health endeavors, and success in your personal relationships. Replacing this with inner confidence to be successful, inner trust to know that you have what it takes, and the willpower, the courage, and the tenacity to continue to move forward. Replacing this with a continuation of little and big successes. Say this: I can be spiritual and prosperous. And you can. Because success is your divine right, what needs to be released to stop the pattern of treating life, money, and time with disrespect? Living precariously as if there is no tomorrow? To allow inner peace and balance in attaining and living within success. The emotion that comes up is idiotic, and you can only laugh about that. So there's probably both a conscious and a subconscious belief that some things you do are not rational. I'm smiling, so don't take it personal. Releasing idiotic patterns and behaviors. Releasing idiotic from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing idiotic thinking and behavior where you dishonor money by living precariously. Releasing the idiotic behavior of disrespecting your time, clearing procrastination. Lots of that at the moment. Releasing the pattern of disrespecting life, disrespecting money, disrespecting your gifts and your time. Releasing the pattern of disrespecting. Releasing patterns of behaving foolishly in the past. Releasing patterns of being easily deceived. That's old. Releasing irrational behavior, irrational thinking, idiotic thinking that doesn't make sense, as these patterns no longer serve your highest good. Releasing the blocks to attracting money and success because of patterns of silly, idiotic behavior from the past, present, and future, across all dimensions and across all of your life. There we go. Releasing any residue, anything left within all of your aura and your energy field from the conscious and the subconscious mind. Releasing old beliefs and the old story that your past has slowed you down in the present. No, not really. It just means that you're awakening now to how you used to be, and you don't want to be that way anymore. So you're ready to transform. So replacing this to balance out, balance your system, balance your body, balance the soul with the body, switching on for life and switch on for success. You are grounded. You are safe to live your life in a steady, balanced, joyful flow. You are worthy of happiness. You are worthy of more joy. You are worthy of attracting success, present tense, into your life. Replacing this, that your soul, the divinity within you, might manifest. Expand and allow you to fill your life, your earthly purpose. You are a receiver of success. Say this, as I courageously, lovingly, and non-judgmentally look at my weaknesses, I know I have the power to change them and attract success into my life. And you truly do. What needs to be released to stop the subconscious pattern of sabotaging your health whenever you begin to live in success? It's a cheated vibration, and I'm feeling this turned inward towards yourself. So remember, the subconscious is always trying to protect you, and it does not know the truth from the lie. If subconsciously there is a feeling of not being safe if you release weight, then cheated will come into play, because the body will sabotage health success, you know, in a variety of reasons based on, you know, even how we eat. It can also cause little things like twisting your ankle, and it thinks it's helping you, the subconscious, by protecting you from bad things happening. So you won't be able to do more exercise. You won't be able to move forward. You see how kind of tricky it gets? So releasing cheated as a sabotaging pattern to your health, cheated from having a continued healthy lifestyle and physically strong body. Releasing cheated, even from a normal digestive system, cheated as in your body is more sensitive than other people's bodies, possibly, is what I'm picking up, that has cheated you out of a normal lifestyle on some level. Releasing cheated from younger years where you have been lied to, releasing betrayed, or treated unfairly. Releasing the subconscious pattern of self-sabotaging your health when you begin to live in success. Releasing cheated from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing this from the past, the present, the future, across all dimensions of time. Releasing cheated wherever you are sabotaging success in any quadrant of your life. It no longer serves your highest good. Replacing this to embrace success in a healthy body. Success with health. Success in all quadrants of your life. You have a strong body. You are no longer defined by physical constraints. You are safe to be successful and experience life in a physically strong body. Say this, I am filled with power and high vibrational energy to be successful in my health. What needs to be released to clear the block of success because of the fear of being seen, the fear of greatness, and to stop the pattern of wanting others to do it for you? Well, this is like a confusion energy. And the emotion that comes up is screwed up. Yeah, I said that, screwed up. It just feels like a distortion of energy. Think of it that way. So let me dive into it. Releasing screwed up energy, distorted energy, it's a mixture of confusing thoughts and confusing beliefs of what reality is. releasing screwed up from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian from the past, the present, the future. Releasing the pattern of unclear messaging to your body. Releasing the fear of being seen. Releasing the fear of greatness because of the confused, messed up energy. Releasing the false belief that it's best if others do it for you. Releasing the fear of failure. Releasing the fear of not being perfect. Releasing this unclear, confused, messed up energy configuration that is preventing success. Makes sense, right? If you think about it, you want success. But the body vibration has been afraid of being seen. It's been afraid of greatness. So actually, this root vibration has been holding you back from attracting success. So releasing this and all residue of feeling messed up, screwed up, all the residue of distorted energy or any energetic attachments, connections, there we go, to what is truth and what is not. Replacing this with clarity to know truth. Replacing this with trust in yourself. Replacing this with the confidence to be seen. Empowered energy to own your greatness. It is in your divine right to experience success on your terms. Replacing this to attract success. Attract opportunities to be seen. Opportunities to be great. Opportunities to do the work and to be a go-getter. You are healthy. You are strong. And you have vivaciousness for life. Now and in the future. Say this. I am no longer hiding behind the fear of greatness. I am safe being seen and known. And you are. Because of the emotional past, what needs to be cleared to release the emotional upset and personal worrying that is blocking your ability to attract and sustain success presently in your life. The word that is coming up is troubled. Troubled energy would cause you to worry, for sure. Here we go. Releasing troubled energy vibration and the pattern of worrying from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing troubled as a constant ruminating pattern that plays consciously and subconsciously where you are worrying about what is missing in your life, who is missing in your life, worrying troubled energy about what you are not. Yeah. Releasing troubled because of an emotional troubled past, releasing the emotional troubled upset, and the pattern of personally worrying about everything. Worrying about why it won't work, why worrying about what will happen if it does work. Worrying about why you can't not be successful. Worrying about what it takes to be successful. Releasing the story, destroying this troubled, worried energy that plagues. Releasing the belief that you must worry about anything in order to prevent the bad from happening, or worrying in order to make it happen. That's a big dichotomy there. Releasing the dichotomy of what is to happen and what might not happen. Releasing troubled energy from the conscious and the subconscious mind, where it is literally blocking you from success. Releasing the pattern of holding yourself back because you are not perfect. Releasing the pattern of holding yourself back in your thoughts. Releasing the pattern of looking behind you for what is missing in your life. Releasing the pattern of looking behind you for validation for the present or future. That's interesting. And it's not all gone. Releasing disturbed because of disturbing situations in the past releasing agitated at yourself for not moving on quicker, agitated at others for their behavior, releasing the stress energy of making everyone else happy and not yourself. Releasing the confusion as to why you are experiencing these things in your life. This tells me you're overthinking things. Let it be. That's all. Just let it be. Releasing confusion to allow yourself to attract success. Take a breath in. Breathe in a little more. Release. Replacing this with clarity and the ability to accept yourself for who you are. You are no longer attached to the past of worrying because of any past emotional trauma. You are different, and you are moving forward in positive transformation. Replacing this to know and believe that positive transformation lasts for you. You are worthy in attaining success and worthy to continue within the success vibration now and forever. Perfect. Now say this. I am no longer addicted to worrying. I am attracting success, whether I believe it or not. And you will. Due to your strong desire to be successful with your product or services, what needs to be released to stop the pattern of failing in your business, in your past careers, and presently? This is about being resistant to success. Interestingly, when we want to attract it, but it's just because of the past. So yeah, and you're really afraid of failing. So releasing resistant to being successful because of the innate fear of failure. So by you not doing anything, you are caught in a no-win situation. I'm also picking up the fear of being humiliated if you put everything you have emotionally and your time into what it takes to be successful. And if you are not, then you would be humiliated. But if you put in very little time, then that's the obvious reason to yourself and everyone else why you haven't been successful. You just haven't had time. This is a game. Releasing the fear of being humiliated if you fail. Releasing the pattern of being resistant to success, consciously or subconsciously. Releasing resistance to good things because of the fear you will fail because you didn't do it correctly. The fear of people being critical of you by the way you did it. Releasing resistance in the form of procrastination of your hopes and dreams. Releasing the pattern of putting everyone else first so that you do not have to face your fear of being a failure. Well, that's valiant. It is. But it's basically putting your entire life on hold, is how I feel it. Releasing resistance from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing the resistant pattern from the conscious and subconscious. Releasing resistance to new things, resistant to new ideas. Releasing resistance to new people in your life. Releasing the resistance to let go of the past habits, past people, past ideas, in order to allow success in your life. Lots of resistance going on there. And just know that the subconscious has been doing that to protect you. So let me continue for just a second. Releasing the fear that past failure will return, because that's big. Releasing the fear of not being accepted by someone or by your peers. Releasing the fear of being rejected. There you go. Replacing this to allow success with your product, your service, your ideas, and your gifts and your talents to be successful and present in your life. You are worthy to be successful, and you are no longer attached to the past failures because you know and trust you have learned from them. The wisdom of the aspen trees has spoken to you, and you are not the same person as you were last season. You are wiser, stronger, rooted, and you have the ability to transform in lasting, positive ways. You are attracting financial success because you no longer fear failure. You are attracting financial success because you are putting in the needed time to make it happen. You are managing your time to allow success. Say this: I am attracting success as I manage my time to make success happen. Although you are feeling a positive shift in business finances, what is the block preventing a bigger shift into a more positive and consistent cash flow? And to stop the pattern of blaming yourself for everything that does not go perfectly. This is self-abuse. And self-abuse can show up in one's life in so many ways. This is around a pattern of holding yourself back from success. Releasing self-abuse from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing the pattern of blaming yourself for everything. Releasing self-abuse as a block to more success. Releasing self-abuse as negative self-talk, as a pattern of emotionally abusing yourself through negative chatter, blame, or the subconscious punishment for the past. Releasing the fear of mega success because of the fear of not being able to have the time to do, be, and accomplish it all. I get it, but it really is just a false belief. Releasing the false belief that you will not have the right support to handle an increase of business success, personal success, or any success. You will. Releasing self-abuse from the conscious and unconscious mind, from the past, present, and future, across all dimensions and across all lifetime. Releasing the pattern of second-guessing yourself, second-guessing the intentions of others, as a pattern of self-inflicted abuse. Replacing this to be empowered, brave, and a go-getter, all within ease and flow. Because it is in your divine right to be free from this old pattern. It is in your divine right to attract success with ease. Replacing this to continue to attract the right clients, money, and the team to help you grow your success. You are successful. You are attracting continued wealth and success. You are successful. Say this: I am inspired. I am empowered. I am fully supported in my continued success. What is blocking your current success in receiving the funding from credit union decision makers to allow consistency in business and financial success in your life on a regular basis? Well, this is unsupported, and unsupported in a big way. It's like no matter how hard you try, it doesn't quite come together. It's that little missing piece. Well, this is going to be in the past as of now. Releasing unsupported from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian, from the past, present, and into the future. Destroying your current belief that you are never fully supported. You will be. Releasing unsupported financially from the credit union decision makers. Unsupported where you have not had the consistency of financial success in your life because of never being fully supported. Releasing the feeling of lacking support. releasing the feeling of not having the right help, releasing the feeling of not being supported in your business success, releasing the pattern of carrying this burden energy, this heaviness, releasing the heaviness, the burden of success, releasing success as a burden, and releasing the burden energy of becoming successful, releasing the burden energy of lacking financial success. I understand. Releasing this heavy burden that is also a stress energy to your body. There you go. It shifted. Replacing this with support of financial backing from credit unions. Financial support in the success of your amazing business. Replacing this to attract financial success. Recognition that equates to be paid for your services. Replacing this with the inner knowingness that all the success is coming to fruition presently in your life. You are attracting financial support. You are attracting lasting success. Say this: I am fully supported in my financial success. What needs to be released to stop the pattern of never being supported and having enough money to make money, to allow an increase of financial abundant clients into your successful business? This is because of people pleasing. So this tells me that you are taking care of everyone else, but not your own needs. So of course you feel unsupported. There's lots going on here, actually. Releasing the pattern of people pleasing and putting everyone else's careers before your own. Releasing people pleasing from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian, from the past, present, and future. Releasing people pleasing as a pattern to receive your worth and value. Releasing the fear of not being liked by others. Releasing the pattern of not receiving support in growing your business. You know what? Tender souls just expect that others perceive your needs just like you perceive others' needs. Tender souls also believe that others are going to give back just like you give. Unfortunately, tender souls are often let down because this doesn't happen. So I understand why you have felt unsupported. You have really believed deep within you that someone would step up and do what you have done for them and others. Releasing the feeling of being a doormat to others. Releasing the false belief and your story that your worth and value comes only from helping others. Releasing the pattern of putting your life on hold while you only help others. Releasing unworthiness to step into your own power. Releasing the false belief that you are not worthy of great success in your career. Releasing the block of people-pleasing, where it is blocking the financially abundant clients to come into your wonderful business. Releasing the negative experiences of the past. Replacing this with absolute certainty that you are worthy of being successful. Replacing this with absolute certainty that being successful is now and it is your destiny. Replacing this to now give yourself permission to earn as much money, as much joy through your business as you need and want. It is easy for you to implement new ideas on success. It is easy for you to implement new ideas on earning lots of money. It is easy for you to attract success in business, love, and personal life. You now have the confidence you need to attract the financially abundant clients that you need in your business. Say this, I have absolute certainty that being successful is my destiny. What needs to be released to let go of the false belief that if you stumble while in pursuit of successfully achieving your dreams, that you can never ask your friends for their support and encouragement in the future? This is invisible energy, and it's a bit messed up. It's complicated because I can feel that you want to be successful, but you don't want to be visible. And if you are visible, then your friends won't be there to help you. And you're afraid of being visible. You're afraid of asking for help. Releasing invisible. Yeah, releasing invisible and the false belief that if you stumble while pursuing your success, that you cannot ask friends for help. Releasing invisible from your throat chakra, where you are afraid to speak up for yourself and ask for help. Releasing the fear of not being accepted by your peers, friends, and colleagues if you have an opinion that is different than theirs. Mm-hmm. Releasing invisible to success. Releasing the story, destoring the belief that everyone else deserves success. Destoring the belief that you've missed your window of opportunity. Not true. Releasing neglected turned inward, where you are neglecting your dreams of success because of the fear of not being supported or encouraged by your friends. Releasing invisible, where you are rejecting yourself, clearing the pattern of rejecting success. That's big. Releasing the fear that you are not important to others. Releasing the belief that you are not important to others. Releasing the false belief that others... Releasing the false belief that others will not give to you of their time and energy. Releasing the false belief that you must depend on others for time, money, or encouragement in order to feel worthy of success. Releasing the dichotomy of wanting attention and not wanting to be visible. Releasing the false belief that you need others' approvals before success can happen. You are no longer waiting for the pep talk or encouragement before pursuing success. Releasing invisible from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, meridian. Releasing the identity to being invisible because of the need to feel safe. Releasing the need to stay invisible. Releasing the dichotomy of wanting success and hiding from success. From the past, present, and future, on all levels, dimensions, and across all lifetime. Replacing this to feel safe being visible. You are safe being visible. It serves your highest good to be seen, known, and successful, whether or not your friends are on board. Replacing this to no longer be waiting for approval because you know and feel and trust that this is your time. It is in your divine right to be successful now in your life. You trust that you will always be given the right support at the right time. You trust that you have guardian angels that are always supporting your highest good because they are. Say this, I am stepping into my success. There are no limits to who I can become. And there is not. What needs to be released to allow the time needed to create business success and to allow consistent success to stay in your life? This is scarcity. Makes sense? Releasing the scarcity of time belief, destroying your belief around the scarcity of time. releasing scarcity of time, money, and love from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing the scarcity vibration that is blocking you from success in your life. Releasing the feeling deep within you that there is never enough time for you to create success. Releasing the scarcity of consistent business success, the scarcity of options to attract more success, and the scarcity of the right people in your life, the scarcity of opportunities to reach the next level of success. Releasing the scarcity block to your success from all of the past, present, and future successful activities across all levels and dimensions and across all lifetime. Replacing this with an abundance mindset. You are abundant. Replacing this to be responsible with your time and create time. You have an abundance of time to create success. You are abundantly successful in time, money, and joy. Because you are abundant in living in the present. Replacing this, that your body will accept success, receive success, and allow continued success. Say this: I have an abundance of time to create success, because success is part of my earthly purpose. And it is. Now, connecting your heart, mind, body, and soul. You are consciously and subconsciously completely integrating the new awarenesses and insights that have been made. Your body is completely accepting and completely receiving all the healing and positive shifts that have been made. You are allowing the attraction of success into your life. You are allowing success to last. You are allowing new opportunities for more success to flow into your life, raising your vibration to the high vibration of love, the high vibration of success, that you might stay positive and in the abundance of joy. Now, bringing your awareness back to your breath, ever more consciously aware of being in the present, in the moment. You are whole. You are balanced. You are complete. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your life. The healing meditation that you just experienced is very powerful. Do not listen too often. The body needs time to balance and process. Please allow 48 hours in between listening times. If you would like to know more about healing meditations, please visit me at lisathomasenergyhealing.com.